still.
We're going to have a little chat.
I'm just going to have a little chat with this guy.
Still.
That's right. It's time to chat with our big boy, Stu McMillan.
I'm the official big boy reporter at KMOX.
Now, if everybody's like, what are they talking about? Well, we're talking about this.
Yes.
The big boy train coming through town. This is a big deal. Train geeks everywhere.
They
descended on St. Louis to see this.
Came out of the woodwork to see this. I was standing on the 14th Street Bridge right over kind of the Union Station area there where the Amtrak station is. And so we were looking over the bridge at the big boy. And when I was there, there were like six people there. I got there kind of early because I knew it was going to depart at a certain time. And then within 30 minutes, the whole bridge was full of people standing and with their phones out and taking video. And then the train had to chuff backwards.
Chuff.
You know, I've had a kid that's been into trains. If I know the word chuff at that moment, everybody's like, oh, no, it's going to go on the other side of the bridge. So everybody just had total disregard for their lives. And we're running across the 14th Street Bridge. Cars are going by, whatever. And a bunch of people had just parked in one of the lanes and stopped and gotten out and be like, hey, guys, what's going on? Like, seriously, people were just stopping and be like, hey, what's happening? What's happening? Yeah. It's just the fact, what is the deal? I mean, I like trains. I think they're really cool. This is a very unusual train.
What is it about this train?
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to get at. Like, what?
Well, it's huge for one thing.
It's massive. It's, you know, American ingenuity where they had
steam
powered, yeah. 14 wheels on this thing. It's 3.5 school buses long. And I guess that is the allure of it. The blast of the whistle is another allure of it. It's 1.5 million pounds or something. I know all this big boy information just from covering this story. But they would take it. They would use it to go over mountains with long trains. They had a need for something. And they said, we need to make the biggest train we've ever made.
How old is it?
It's from the 40s. From the 1940s. Okay. Now, this one has been retroed a little bit. They've updated it. It's got some digital aspects of it.
And it's on a tour, right? It's traveling around the country.
Yeah, it's called the Heartland Tour. And they started in Colorado, and now they've come through St. Louis. They've gone through Arkansas. My brother-in-law lives in Little Rock, and they took their family out to go see it. And now it's on its way back to Colorado, and it'll be there just about halfway through the month of October. My son, big train geek, when he was a little younger, now he's more into airlines. We've talked about that.
Yeah.
But he's still a train brain kid, and he was really sad because the train was coming through when he was in school still. And
you got to bust him out for this.
We busted him out of school. We got him out of jail for a couple hours, you know? So we had to plan this just right because you don't know exactly when it's going to be coming through. And Kimswick is where they ended up seeing it. And Kimswick is directly behind the school he goes to, which is Windsor. She was able to pull him out of class. They showed up right at the train tracks. The train went by. And then she's like, okay, time to go back to school.
Yeah. I saw that one of the cars was one of those clear top.
Yes.
So you can sit at the top and then all around you is a view. And there's other trains in the world that have this. I think it's awesome. The glass cars. I just love riding on trains, period. I mean, I just don't know what it is. I don't know why it's so romantic, but it is.
It really is.
I could ride a train any day, every day.
I know. It's like going back in time to a time where things slowed down a little bit and you had to take time to get somewhere and plan a little bit more. And it really is kind of a throwback when you think about it. And that is alluring. Like nostalgia, we like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I do.
As kids, you grew up with model train sets.
Yes.
And there are plenty of adults that still play with them.
Yeah.
I heard you talk to somebody about being a train geek.
Oh, yeah.
When they blow the whistle, is it just for a neat sound or is there a purpose?
The whistle is the equivalent of the horn on a modern diesel. It is a communications device. It's not just for fun. The whistle signals the number of times you pull the whistle and make it sound is a code that railroaders know. A single whistle means I am a stationary train. I have come to a complete stop. Two means I'm proceeding forward, whatever the front of my locomotive is, get out from in front of me. Three means I'm going backwards. Four means I'm about to go across a road or somewhere where a pedestrian might be on the tracks. Don't let me run over you. Anything more than that, or less than that, is the engineer saying hello to you. Shaving a haircut is a favorite among railroad engineers.
Two minutes.
Wow.
Robert Goodwin from Birmingham, Alabama.
He came all the way from there?
To see the big boy in St. Louis.
How about that? Well, I'm glad you got a chance to see the big boy and bring it to us.
Hey, stay on the tracks. Keep on chugging. Don't be derailed.
Get the chuff out of here.